The Chicago Tribune reports that the Bush administration cracked down on EPA Midwest Administrator Mary Gady after she pursued a case against Dow Chemical in Michigan. Gady says she has now resigned. It's hardly the first time the current White House has clashed with EPA employees. But the same thing happens at other levels of government, including between governors and leaders of state environmental agencies. UW Green Bay Professor Michael Kraft studies the intersection of environmental policy and politics.
You can look at this two ways. That one is you want professional administrators, engineers, scientists to use their professional judgment and make good, solid, supportable decisions based on good science and economics. The other side of the argument is that public policy has to be responsive to the concerns of voters and interest groups and serve the general interests of the United States.
Kraft says if voters don't like the way environmental regulators are pressured, they can help elect new politicians. In the meantime, he expects Congress to take a closer look at the EPA situation in Chicago.
When one branch of government can oversee another branch, when individuals can challenge some decisions in courts, when attorneys general or inspectors general within the bureaucracy can take action, I think that helps to assure that this process doesn't get out of hand.
Kraft says the cleanup of the Fox River in northeastern Wisconsin is a good example of where environmental groups feel paper companies are working too closely with the Doyle administration and the EPA. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.